history making in North Dakota. First time ever that soybeans overtook our number one crop, wheat.
It's been totally amazing. Even when we were at 4.5 million acres just a few years ago, people in the ice states where they've grown soybeans in large amounts for a long time were just like, what is going on in North Dakota? And every year it's gone up and up and up. And now this year at 7, you know, that is just totally amazing. And it puts North Dakota in about the fourth place in the nation for acres of soybeans, which, again, is surprising to everybody. Within the last 5 years, about 5 years ago, it was 4.5 million. So it's been a dramatic, really a dramatic rise.
And now we're at 7.
Now we're at 7, right? And we were at 6 last year.
We went from 6 to 7 in 1 year.
That was in 1 year.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, clearly for many people, when they looked at what was available in terms of a market price, you know, what was available in terms of where they could market their crops, the soybeans just penciled out so much better than most other crops. I mean, that was just such a convincing argument for most people. And, you know, when you get really to the western part of the state, and western being west of Jamestown, really, most people are growing them in a no-till situation, so they've got the moisture they need. They're growing them in a rotation that works pretty well for soybeans, and they have the equipment because they're drilling them. And so it's not a huge change. They don't have to have a different header on the combine. So it's an easier thing to get into than like getting into corn or sunflowers, where suddenly you have a completely different need for equipment.
And it seems like the future of soybeans is good too, because of all of the different items that that commodity is used for. If we overproduce wheat, then we're in trouble, and then the price goes down. But it doesn't seem to be that way for soybeans.
It's fairly fair to say the big thing for North Dakota, and North Dakota has kind of a unique situation, because right now with only a limited crush of soybeans at the ADM plant at Enderlin, really most of the soybeans are exported whole to China, and China is just almost an insatiable market for soybeans, because you've got a product that has a very high protein for animal feed, and you've got all those people moving into the middle class, so they want the chickens, they want the pigs, and those are things that soybean meal is great for feeding. And of course the oil that comes from the crush is also a significant food in China, so you've got just this insatiable market. And then if you look at uses beyond that, all the things that can be done in replacing a petroleum product with the soybean oil, it's kind of an amazing thing.
Nancy, what about the soybean crush plant in Spiritwood, North Dakota? That's just another added bonus. That's an understatement, right?
It is an understatement. We are just so hopeful that we can make that all work. I've gotten pretty good reports that people are starting to put money into the project, and long term, yeah, it's an unbelievable opportunity to really take that commodity crop and turn it into a high-value crop here in North Dakota.
Are you in Bismarck, headquartered in Bismarck?
Our office is in Fargo.
Oh, so you're in Fargo.
Because in North Dakota, the soybean industry really started in Richland County and right after World War II. And at that point, it sort of grew up the valley and grew out toward Barnes County. But it really now, it's gone like a shotgun across the state.